The Lord's thoughts and ways are higher than the thoughts and ways that come from men. The Lord said to man, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's way was to create man, male and female, in his own image and likeness. Man's way is to bring man from a lower form of life. The prophet of God has asked us to have self-respect. It's much easier to have self-respect of a proper nature when you're a descendant from God than it is from a lower type of life. God's way provides man a divine way of life. The Lord promised his children salvation in the kingdom of God if they would live and follow his ways. It is important to know that man can become godlike through the thoughts and ways of the Lord. The Lord's way was to send a Savior who would live and teach the ways of a living God. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus Christ said, "I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life." The Son can do nothing of himself, the Savior said, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son. All men should honor the Son, the Savior said, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. God has provided one way and only one way for his mortal children to attain godlike perfection. Jesus Christ proclaimed, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ lived and exemplified the heavenly way that the Father desires all of his children to live. "I am come," Jesus said, "that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." A full, abundant, divine way of life can be gained by following and walking in the light of Jesus Christ. "I am the light of the world," said the Son of God. "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That which is of God is light. He that receiveth light and continueth in God receiveth more light, and that light groweth brighter and brighter until the perfect day." By following the Savior and by living worthy to receive the light of life, we can take on the radiance of godliness. Not only can we be children of God in his image and likeness, but we can be his sons and daughters in this life and in the kingdom of heaven. Hear this promise from the Lord. "Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I am the life and light of the world. Verily I say unto you that as many as receive me, to them will I give power to become the sons of God." God's greatest gift to his children has been repeated in this conference many times. The Lord said, "If thou wilt do good, yea, and hold out faithful to the end, thou shalt be saved in the kingdom of God. For there is no gift greater than the gift of salvation. This is the gift of all gifts. This is the diploma of all diplomas. This is the degree of salvation that qualifies one for eternal life in the kingdom of God." Jesus taught that few would find the way of salvation. He commanded his disciples to follow the Lord's way. He said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Yes, our Heavenly Father so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son from heaven to this earth, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But few find the divine way. Only a few will follow Jesus Christ. Only a few will love God first. Only a few will keep God's commandments, because they love the lower thoughts and ways of men more than they love the higher thoughts and ways of God. And this is the condemnation, the Lord said, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And again we read from the Scriptures, "For you shall live by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. For the word of the Lord is truth, and whatsoever is truth is light, and whatsoever is light is spirit, even the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And the Spirit giveth light to every man that cometh into the world. And the Spirit enlighteneth every man through the world that hearkeneth to the voice of the Spirit. And every one that hearkeneth to the voice of the Spirit cometh unto God, even the Father." The voice of the Lord continues, "And if your eye be single to my glory, your whole body shall be filled with light. And there shall be no darkness in you, and that body which is filled with light comprehendeth all things." What a glorious promise from heaven. The light of the Savior is available to everyone who will follow him. This divine light, through repentance, will remove darkness and sin from the human soul. Jesus showed the light of his godliness. He taketh Peter, James, and John, and bringeth them up into a high mountain, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him." That commandment should ring deep into the heart of every child of God. Hear the voice of the Lord. Jesus Christ was truly a God, living in a mortal body with divine power. He was sent from heaven to show mankind God's way to celestial perfection. Jesus taught his disciples how they could partake of his life, his light, and his power. He taught in parable. "I am the true vine," he said, "and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye cannot do nothing." Ye can do nothing. "If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Jesus Christ is the vine, and all who sincerely want to become God-like, prepared to live with their Heavenly Father and His kingdom must receive their strength and power from the Son of God. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I repeat, these words of the Savior. The non-producing branches on the vine, some lost in the darkness of sin and the world, some weak and sick from the blight of evil, some branches fluttering in the winds of worldly pleasure and disrespect for the power to produce godlike fruit through the divine vine, having disrespect for Jesus Christ and for the Father and for their commandments, they will be pruned from the vine, cut away from their source of divine nourishment and their chance to become godlike, pruned away from their divine opportunity as a child of God to partake of the light and divine way of life. The Lord has asked us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. An apostle asked us to put on the whole armor of God. As we put on the whole armor of God, it will keep us within the light of Christ and keep the fiery darts of evil on the outside. It's a great blessing to have Jesus Christ at the head of this church. I bear witness that his prophet is here today, his mouthpiece. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.